Among those watching the papal transition closely are survivors of clergy sexual abuse. That includes a small group of Americans who were selected to meet with the Pope 5 years ago. NPR's Tovia Smith spoke with two of them, who say they welcome the Pope's departure.
It'd be hard to blame guys like Olin Horn or Bernie McDade for being cynical, having survived repeated sexual abuse by their priest, only to find out it also happened to thousands of others and was covered up by the church. It's little wonder they reacted as they did when they heard the Pope was resigning.
My mind just immediately went to that there was a scandal or something behind it.
Since then, Horn has read all the stories swirling around and heard the news that Britain's most senior Catholic cleric resigned amid allegations of inappropriate behavior with priests. Secrets have a way of coming out, Horn says, not that it brings him any satisfaction.
And my intent never was to inflict shame and damage. I've come from shame and damage. I want to work the problem. I don't want to work the Catholic Church.
It was that conciliatory bent that earned Horn and McDade one of just five invitations to represent survivors in a secretly arranged private meeting with the Pope in 2008.
There's me and Pope Benedict in Washington, D.C.
Bernie McDade keeps a framed photo of the moment right by his front door.
He stood on a little box so he could be my height, and he grabbed my hands and held tight.
You're like grimacing now.
Yes, it was a tough moment.
McDade told the Pope about his pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and his lifetime of doubts and distress. Horn gave the Pope a picture of himself as a young boy, hoping it would remind the pontiff of the children he needs to protect. Benedict offered apologies and prayers, and both McDade and Horn left feeling like he got it.
And after I met the Pope, I kept saying, you know, was I foolish, actually, for putting myself in a position to maybe be taken for a photo opportunity, but I took it as a genuine move, and I know that he sincerely responded.
Since that day, however, Horn says he's been disappointed, so much so he's taken his framed photo of the meeting down from the wall at his house. Horn says he was frustrated there was no follow-up, and even as the issue of child sexual abuse continued to rock the church and other institutions, he says the Pope failed to step up and assert the moral authority or be the model he could have.
For me, it's been a vacuum. I don't think there was the leadership.
They were trying to move on, and Benedict was at the forefront of trying to move on, and so I say he failed miserably.
Today, Bernie McDade says he's not sorry to see the Pope leave.
You know, one down, many more to go. And that's kind of mean-spirited, but it's coming from the painful side of me.
McDade says it hurts that the church has not removed all the bishops and cardinals who were complicit in the cover-up, including in his case, and he says it's appalling that some of them will help choose the next pope. For example, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who's facing an onslaught of litigation in Los Angeles.
And what's he do? Right after a deposition. He leaves a deposition, gets on a plane, and goes to Rome. Give me a break.
The Archbishop of Boston, Sean Patrick O'Malley, has also gone to Rome and is one of those mentioned as a possible successor to Benedict, albeit a long shot. O'Malley earned credibility among survivors for how he handled claims early on and for enacting new policies to prevent abuse. McDade says picking O'Malley would be a sign that the church understands the ongoing depth and breadth of the issue.
He saw it firsthand. That's all I've got to go on. That doesn't mean I'm delighted, but he's the best they've got.
For his part, however, Horn says he doesn't think it matters at all who becomes pope.
I mean, my belief and hope has never come from what the Vatican's going to do. As I said, it won't be the Catholic Church that fixes this problem.
Rather, Horn says survivors and their supporters will drive change regardless of whether the next pope presses the issue more forcefully.
And if it is done, great. If it isn't, well, we just have more work to do in the streets, from the bottom up. And it says it even in the Bible, that if you have an issue with a man, take it up with him directly.
5 years after his extraordinary meeting with Pope Benedict, Horn doesn't know if he'll ever have such an audience again, but he says he does have a date with Cardinal O'Malley set for April and intends to keep it, whether O'Malley is wearing red shoes in Rome or his brown frock back in Boston. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.